Canto 6, Section 2, Number 50. Then dawned a greater seeking, broadened sky, a journey under wings of brooding force. First came the kingdom of the morning star. A twilight beauty trembled under its spear, and the throb of promise of a wider life. Then slowly rose a great and doubting sun, and in its light she made of self a world. A spirit was there that sought for its own deep self, yet was content with fragments pushed in front, and parts of living that belied the whole, but pieced together might one day be true. Yet something seemed to be achieved at last, a growing volume of the will to be, a text of living and a graph of force, a script of acts, a song of conscious forms, burdened with meanings fugitive from thought's grasp, and crowded with undertones of life's rhythmic cry, could write itself on the hearts of living things. In an outbreak of the might of secret spirit, in life and matter's answer of delight, some face of deathless beauty could be caught that gave immortality to a moment's joy, some word that could incarnate highest truth leaped out from a chance tension of the soul, some hue of the absolute could fall on life, some glory of knowledge and intuitive sight, some passion of the rapturous heart of love. A hierophant of the bodiless secrecy, interned in an unseen spiritual sheath, the will that pushes sense beyond its scope, to feel the light and joy intangible, half found its way into the ineffable's peace, half captured a sealed sweetness of desire, that yearned from a bosom of mysterious bliss, half-manifested veiled reality. A soul not wrapped into its cloak of mind could glimpse the true sense of a world of forms, illumined by a vision in the thought, upbuoyed by the heart's understanding flame. It could hold in the conscious ether of the spirit the divinity of a symbol universe. This realm inspires us with our vaster hopes. Its forces have made landings on our globe. Its signs have stamped their patterns on our lives. It lends a sovereign movement to our fate. Its errant waves motive our life's high surge. All that we seek for is prefigured there, and all we have not known nor even sought, which yet one day must be born in human hearts, that the timeless may fulfill itself in things. Incarnate in the mystery of the days, eternal in an unclosed infinite, a mounting endless possibility climbs high upon a topless ladder of dream, forever in the being's conscious trance. All on that ladder mounts to an unseen end. An energy of perpetual transience makes the journey from which no return is sure, the pilgrimage of nature to the unknown. As if in her ascent to her lost source, she hoped to unroll all that could ever be. Her high procession moves from stage to stage, a progress leap from sight to greater sight, a process march from form to ampler form, a caravan of the inexhaustible, formations of a boundless thought and force. Her timeless power that lay once on the lap of a beginningless and endless calm, now severed from the spirit's immortal bliss, erects the type of all the joys she has lost, compelling transient substance into shape, she hopes by the creative act's release to o'erleap sometimes the gulf she cannot fill, to heal awhile the wounds of severance, escape from the moment's prison of littleness, and meet the eternal's wide sublimities in the uncertain time field proportioned here. Almost she nears what never can be attained. She shuts eternity into an hour and fills a little soul with the infinite. The immobile leans to the magic of her call. She stands on a shore in the illimitable, perceives the formless dweller in all forms, and feels around her infinity's embrace. Her task no ending knows, she serves no aim, but labors driven by a nameless will that came from some unknowable formless vast. This is her secret and impossible task, to catch the boundless in a net of birth, to cast the spirit into physical form, to lend speech and thought to the ineffable. She is pushed to reveal the ever unmanifest. Yet by her skill the impossible has been done. She follows her sublime, irrational plan, invents devices of her magic art to find new bodies for the infinite and images of the unimaginable. She has lured the eternal into the arms of time. Even now, herself, she knows not what she has done, for all is wrought beneath a baffling mask, a semblance other than its hidden truth, the aspect wears of an illusion's trick, a feigned time-driven unreality, the unfinished creation of a changing soul in a body changing with the inhabitant. Insignificant her means, infinite her work. On a great field of shapeless consciousness, in little finite strokes of mind and sense, in endless truth she endlessly unfolds. A timeless mystery works out in time. The greatness she has dreamed, her acts have missed. Her labor is a passion and a pain, a rapture and pang, her glory and her curse. And yet she cannot choose, but labors on. Her mighty heart forbids her to desist. As long as the world lasts, her failure lives, astonishing and foiling reason's gaze, a folly and a beauty unspeakable, a superb madness of the will to live, a daring, a delirium of delight. This is her being's law, its sole resource. She sates, though satisfaction never comes, her hungry will to lavish everywhere, her many-imaged fictions of the self, and thousand fashions of one reality. A world she made, touched by truth's fleeing hem, a world cast into a dream of what it seeks, an icon of truth, a conscious mystery's shape. It lingered not like the earth mind hemmed in solid barriers of apparent fact. It dared to trust the dream mind and the soul. A hunter of spiritual verities, still only thought or guessed or held by faith, it seized in imagination and confined a painted bird of paradise in a cage. This greater life is enamored of the unseen, It calls to some highest light beyond its reach. It can feel the silence that absolves the soul. It feels a savior touch, a ray divine. Beauty and good and truth, its godheads are. It is near to heavenlier heavens than earth's eyes see, a dire darkness than man's life can bear. It has kinship with the demon and the god. A strange enthusiasm has moved its heart. It hungers for heights, it passions for the supreme. It hunts for the perfect word, the perfect shape. It leaps to the summit thought, the summit light. For by the formless is brought close, and all perfection fringes the absolute. A child of heaven who never saw his home, its impetus meets the eternal at a point. It can only near and touch, it cannot hold. It can only strain toward some bright extreme. Its greatness is to seek and to create.